You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good morning and happy Tuesday morning to you, Sooners Nation. Welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. You can read my work covering the Oklahoma Sooners at the Sooners Wire at usatoday.com. And coming up on today's show, we've got a top 25 poll prediction for this Tuesday episode. We've got several Sooners that landed on the preseason watch list for postseason awards that we got to get into as well. And then Heartland College Sports came out with their top five college football games in the Big 12 for the 2021 season. So we'll get into that as well. Several Sooners matchups will show up on that list. But first, let's talk about the preseason poll predictions put out by College Football News. The first one is a AP top 25 poll prediction from Gary Cosby Jr. of the Tuscaloosa News via USA Today Sports. And he has got the Oklahoma Sooners coming in at number two behind the Alabama Crimson Tide in front of Clemson, Georgia, and Ohio State. And it's no surprise to see Oklahoma coming in that high. They're returning their starting quarterback. Not only are they returning their starting quarterback, but they're also returning several important receiving options, offensive linemen, running backs from the 2020 season. Very important transfer additions from Eric Gray to Wanya Morris. Even Mike Woods coming over from Arkansas provides an explosive downfield threat for the Oklahoma Sooners and Spencer Rattler. They also are going to have a defense that is much improved, even from the 2020 team that showed a lot of improvement in the second half of the season. I think what's interesting there is, you know, from front to back, they're going to have playmakers at every level of the defense. And this is a team that is probably the most complete team that they've had in some time. I mean, we talked about it last year during the regular season that it was probably the most complete team that Lincoln Riley's ever coached. A really, really good offense, a really, really good defense, and they have a chance to be even better this year. One reason for that being just the return of Spencer Rattler, a full offseason to work in Lincoln Riley's system to get some continuity and some chemistry with his wide receiver core, to develop a rapport with guys like Marvin Mims and Theo Weiss that he didn't have as much time to do that with last year. And so it's no surprise that Oklahoma is going to come in really high. Now, they may not come in as high as two on the preseason polls when they release, but it won't take long, I don't imagine, for them to climb that high, because they're going to have a schedule that's going to be very, very suitable for them to finish undefeated. Now, the Big 12 is a difficult conference to go undefeated in. You've got a lot of depth in the conference. And we'll talk about some of the big games coming up, you know, in the third segment when we look at Heartland Sports top five games in the Big 12 for 2021. But this is a deep conference, especially in the middle of the pack. We saw it last year. The middle of the pack just kind of beat up on each other, which allowed Oklahoma to get back into the Big 12 championship game and contend and potentially work themselves back into the college football playoff. It's like a max stuff or double stuff Oreo cookie, right? You've got that top chocolate cookie. That's the Oklahoma Sooners. They're the cream of the crop. At this point in time, nobody can touch them as far as their standing in the first tier alone in the Big 12. And then you've got kind of a big, fat middle tier of icing, right? And that's, to me, the other, I think you could probably throw in eight teams into that middle tier. Now, you have some that are in the upper crust of that upper tier or that second tier, you know, your Texas's, your Kansas State, your Iowa States. And then kind of in that lower tier, I mean, is where your Texas Techs might show up, your West Virginia's, Baylor maybe. But then that bottom tier, that bottom level is Kansas and a tier all by themselves at the bottom of the cookie. You're not going to get much from Kansas this year. If they win a Big 12 game, it would be a huge upset. But Oklahoma is well positioned to, again, win a seventh Big 12 championship in a row. They'll position themselves to be in the college football playoff and potentially win that elusive eighth championship. But the preseason poll projections, they feature four Big 12 teams. Coming in at number 70 at the Iowa State Cyclones. At number 16, the Texas Longhorns, and at number 24, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And that's in the AP top 25 poll prediction. In the coaches poll, again, Oklahoma comes in at number 2, Iowa State again at number 7. The Texas Longhorns come in at number 17 on this one, behind Penn State, USC, Wisconsin. And then Oklahoma State comes in at number 19, behind Miami, Michigan, Liberty. And so I think the Big 12 is going to have something to say about the college football playoff. I think they're going to have something to say in the national standings. It would not surprise me to see as many as 6 teams in the top 25 at the end of the season. It's just going to be one of those years where I think there's a lot of really solid depth. And if Oklahoma is able to make it unscathed through Big 12 play, they should be well positioned to make a run in the college football playoff. But again, that's going to be a difficult task, even for a team that's returning as many players as they are and is as good as they're going to be. Now, coming up next, we've got to talk about several Sooners who were named on watch lists for postseason awards. It's not going to surprise you. I'll just throw that out there. But we're going to talk about it next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, got to talk to you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. The NBA finals are finishing up. You've got NFL and NCAA college football futures to bet on, and you can do it all at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. So before the next pitch, head on over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs deep into the season, getting ready to start the season, and into the playoffs. So head on over to the website, use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we got to talk about several Sooners that landed on some preseason watch lists for some postseason awards. And first, let's talk about that speedy of Alex Grinches. You got two Sooners, Nick Bonito, Isaiah Thomas, landing on the Bednarik Award watch list, handed out to the college football's best defensive player. It's an award that has gone back to 1995, given in honor of Chuck Bednarik, who was a member of the College Football Hall of Fame and the NFL Hall of Fame, played at Pennsylvania. Nick Bonito and Isaiah Thomas are going to make quite an edge rush tandem for the Oklahoma Sooners in 2021. They were fantastic last year, and there's a good chance that both of these guys could end up as finalists for the award. It would not surprise me to see one or both of these guys as finalists, and it wouldn't surprise me to see one of these guys win it. Again, they're both fantastic players. They're both going to create a lot of splash plays, going to be in the backfield quite a bit, and they're just going to be really good this year. And I have no reason to believe that the Oklahoma Sooners won't have at least one of those two guys on that watch list, on that finals list, that finalist list. And then looking over at the Maxwell Award handed out to the top offensive player, or sorry, the top player in college football in 2021. And two Sooners again are on this watch list. You got Spencer Rattler and Marvin Mims. And generally, it's been an award that goes out to an offensive player. It's not necessarily the Heisman, or it's not, it's just the best college football player. First handed out back in 1937. The Sooners have had three previous winners. That's Baker Mayfield in 2017, Jason White in 2004, and Tommy McDonald in 1956. And Spencer Rattler has probably got to be the odds on favorite to win this award, just because he's going to be the odds on favorite for the Heisman, probably the odds on favorite for the Davey O'Brien as well. And he's just set up for a prolific season in 2021. And Marvin Mims is going to be a big part of that, which is why he lands on this list as well. Marvin Mims is going to be Spencer Rattler's top target in Lincoln Riley's offense. And it would not shock to see him putting up some big numbers and finding himself as a finalist for the Maxwell Award as well. Now, it's probably hard for a wide receiver to win. And at the same time, Devontae Smith from Alabama was the award winner last year. So generally, it's gone out to quarterbacks. 2016 through 2019 were all quarterbacks. Then Derrick Henry won it in 2015. And then, in 2013 and 2014, it was AJ McCarron and Marcus Mariota. And then you had a standout. You had an aberration to the award in Manti Te'o from Notre Dame winning it. But then you go back again from 2003 to 2011. And again, it was all quarterbacks, including Eli Manning, Jason White, Vince Young, Brady Quinn, Tim Tebow, Colt McCoy, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck. And so this is an award that has been a quarterback award only four times since 2000 has a non-quarterback won the award. And so, you know, Marvin Mims might have a chance to put himself in the conversation for it. But again, this is a quarterback award. So Spencer Rattler, if you're going to put money on who's going to win the Maxwell Award, I'd put my money on Spencer Rattler to win the award, because he's going to be the guy that's going to be have the best chance to have a prolific season. His stats are going to be absolutely gaudy, independent of what Marvin Mims does. I mean, Spencer Rattler could have a couple different guys, Marvin Mims included, go over 1,000 yards receiving this season. It would not surprise me. He's going to have several guys at least over 800 yards. But the Sooners offense is going to be really, really good, and a lot of it's going to be because of Spencer Rattler. And we'll continue to watch. There are going to be several more awards that are going to be, or watch lists that are going to be released over the next few days. We'll talk about them here on the show. We'll start getting you ready for the 2021 college football season that is just now 46 days away. 46. That's not long. That's like a month and a half, basically. We're just around the corner. So coming up next, we got to talk about Heartland Sports top five college football matchups in the Big 12 coming up in the 21 season. But first, I got to talk to you about Rock Auto. RockAuto.com is a family-owned business serving auto parts customers, do-it-yourselfers, and professional mechanics for over 20 years. Their prices are always reliably low for every customer, and they have everything you could need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Why choose to spend 30, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership when you can go to RockAuto.com and save? Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And now we're going to talk through Heartland College Sports, top five Big 12 matchups of the 2021 season. And the first one, TCU at Iowa State. And here's what they got to say about that. The Cyclones will end their year hosting the Horned Frogs, and with Heartland Commander-in-Chief Pete Mundo deemed one of the five trap games going into the season. This game will be crucial for Matt Campbell's Cyclones if they perform how we think they will this season. Should they come into this game with one loss to, say, Oklahoma or Texas, then this game could decide if the Clones make back-to-back conference championship games. But if Iowa State can run the table and stay undefeated up until this game, then TCU may be the only thing standing between the Cyclones and a potential college football playoff spot. And that's huge, man. Iowa State is going to have just as good a chance, I think, to go undefeated in Big 12 play as Oklahoma will. So much of it is going to come down to that Oklahoma-Iowa State game, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But they're just as well positioned to make a run. They're going to be Oklahoma's biggest threat to the Big 12 championship in 2021. Number four, Bedlam. Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Bedlam always seems to play a big factor in the outcome of the Big 12 championship game. It will be no different this year, as both teams end their season against each other in Stillwater on Saturday, November 27th. OU will be favored in this game and will likely be fighting for a conference championship and playoff berth. But the Sooners should be careful not to overlook Oklahoma State and look ahead to the postseason. I mean, is it possible to overlook your rival? Like, to overlook one of your top rivals that's an in-state team? I mean, the Cowboys are going to be pretty good. According to them, they're returning all but two of their starters from a pretty good defensive unit. That defensive unit was pretty good, but Oklahoma's offense is even better than it was last year. That's not a game that I'm looking at on the schedule as one that I'm worried about necessarily, but I don't think it's going to be a game that Oklahoma is going to be overlooking. I think going into this year, Oklahoma is not going to be able to overlook anybody, especially after two losses last year, one to Iowa State and one to Kansas State. They're going to be up for every single game because they can't afford a letdown, right? They can't afford one letdown, because the Big 12 championship game will be a tough matchup, and they can't afford two letdowns for sure if they want to have a chance to make it into the college football playoff. But one regular season loss or a loss in the Big 12 championship game could hurt them. Oklahoma really needs to be locked in for every single game. And then coming at number three, you got Texas at Iowa State. That's going to be a huge one. So much of this game, or so much of Texas's season, is going to be dependent on how they handle the top of the conference. how well they play against Oklahoma and Iowa State, and much of their future and what their future looks like will depend on how these games go. Again, we don't really know who the quarterback is going to be at Texas. It's still up for grabs. It could be Casey Thompson, could be Hudson Card, but it's going to be a big matchup going to Ames to play Iowa State against a pretty solid defense and against one of the best running backs and quarterbacks in the conference. Coming in at number two, you got Oklahoma versus Texas. Again, the Red River Showdown in Dallas. It's going to be huge to the Big 12 title race. And I think at this point in time, Oklahoma is going to win this one. They're going to be favored in it, like they'll be in every single game in Big 12 play. But we've seen them go into the Red River rivalry game undefeated, the favorite to win it, and then end up losing it. It hasn't been kind to them over the years, but Oklahoma will have a better shot at beating Texas because they're just going to be a better team. They have more continuity, more leadership, more experience than, especially than the quarterback group that Texas will be bringing into that game. And the number one game on Heartland College Sports top five Big 12 matchups of the 2021 season, it's Iowa State at Oklahoma. And this is going to be one of the best games of the year, I think. They played two times last year. Iowa State won a close one in Ames. The college football, or the, sorry, the Big 12 championship game was a pretty good one as well, even though Oklahoma was able to come away with the win on that one. It's going to be a fantastic and fascinating game to watch. As they mentioned in Heartland College Sports piece over there, it's going to be their second to last game of the season. And so there's a good chance that both teams could be undefeated going into this game and could be a sign of the Big 12 championship to come. The Oklahoma Sooners have to win this game. They've got to bounce back from that loss at Iowa State last year. They've got to hold serve in Norman against a pretty good Iowa State team. We look at this team and we think, hey, they're probably going to be pretty, pretty good. I think Iowa State's going to be good. Of course, barring injury, we think Oklahoma is going to be pretty good. So that's going to be a fantastic matchup. Oklahoma's got some really, really, really good matchups on the schedule in 2021. The Bedlam is always a great game. The Red River Shootout is a fantastic atmosphere. It's a fantastic game. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. It's going to be great having a full capacity of fans, fingers crossed, in the stadium come October. And then that matchup with Iowa State, it's becoming one of the better kind of, not a rivalry, but a rivalry game in the conference. You know, Iowa State and Oklahoma, they're not natural rivals. They don't even have a historical rivalry going on. But because Matt Campbell and Iowa State has started playing much better football in recent years, that's made that game mean a lot. And so there's a good chance that that game could mean everything for both of these teams. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Again, make sure you are subscribe to the Locked On Sooners wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on Apple, Google, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. You can follow me on Twitter at John 9 Williams. And until tomorrow, Boomer Sooner.